Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning to everyone. We're very happy to be able to take part in this work. Finally, we're able to see everyone here in person and without a mask, or at least almost everyone. It really does change everything compared to previous meetings. I have to say that wasn't very agreeable as a setting. I wish to thank the panelists in the first instance for their very interesting presentations. Particularly thank Mr. Ramjaak Coo, the first panelist, for his presentation and for the publications to come, and particularly what he mentioned regarding the manuals. I understand that one is already published and another is in the pipeline, and we await this heartily because we believe that these will prove extremely useful to our work. I have to say that the presentation made of the work is pretty much in line with the paper that we're going to be submitting to this group precisely on the legal and normative framework which is applicable to outer space. In fact, I apologize, Chair, this is a paper that ought to have been distributed in advance, but it has taken quite a bit of time to finalize it. We hope to be able to submit it to the Secretariat today or tomorrow at the latest. Regarding the presentation of Mr. Koploff, I'd have a question for him. His presentation was very interesting, although rather radical, if I can put it that way, in terms of international human rights law. We perhaps have a different vision. It's not something that we speak about very much in disarmament circles in Geneva, particularly given the current context of the war in Ukraine. I have to say that international humanitarian law, as he interprets it, in fact, poses a number of questions. It requires a distinction to be drawn in space between military space objects and civilian space objects, if I've understood his argumentation correctly. I would like to ask him whether, in drawing this possible distinction, he has considered the industrial and financial impact, the reality of the integration between industries that are of a civilian nature and of a military nature, and those industries that do both. There are many industries that have a dual activity. Also, I'd like to ask whether in his proposal he's taken into consideration the difficulty in research and development to draw a specific distinction between technology of a military use and civilian use. It seems to us to be very difficult to move in this general direction because of the reality, the real situation on the ground in the technological industry, which is something that exists throughout the world. Chairman, I wish to emphasize what our colleague from Cuba has said on multilingualism. I have to say that I don't really understand the financial argument as presented. Multilingualism is extremely important. We've often talked about inclusion. In order for everything to be understood by all, we do need interpretation in the six official languages. The panelists spoke for more than 30 minutes, and according to the financial rules of the organization, I believe that the interpreters continued to be paid during these 30 minutes. I'm not entirely sure why there was no interpretation provided, and I'd like clarification from the Secretariat as to this point so that for the next session, where there are panelists, it will be possible to have interpretation into the six official languages. Thank you.